This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor, the Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
They have come out with the brand new At One thumb hole stock. I'm trying to get one right now for my scout. You'll see it when I get it, but in between now and then, go check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. Ever since New Mexico decided to push for more gun control, primarily universal background checks, there have been sheriffs in the state who are standing defiant. They're vowing to not enforce the laws being proposed, and they're issuing a warning to lawmakers. And, of course, the lawmakers there have opted to ignore these warnings. But there's a problem with this, and I make this distinction all the time. If you pass a law that nobody's going to enforce, then that's not really a law. It's a piece of paper with some verbiage on it. So, coming from Reason.com, we get this: mandatory background checks for most gun transfers, court-ordered seizures of firearms, and the denial of self-defense rights to those convicted of domestic violence offenses feature in the bills moving through the state legislature. The measure, requiring background checks for all gun transfers, except between close family members and cops, seems to have excited the greatest opposition. The gun-related measures have drawn opposition from all but a few of the state's 33 county sheriffs, the Albuquerque Journal notes. In addition, at least 24 counties have passed Second Amendment sanctuary ordinances in opposition to the legislation pending at the Roundhouse. The Quay County resolution, as an example, dedicated county officials to support decisions by our sheriff to not enforce any unconstitutional firearms law against any citizen. Now, I submit this to you to think about. We haven't arrested anybody over sanctuary cities at all. And this idea of there being sanctuary cities for the Second Amendment and them getting out there and all of a sudden we're giving, this idea that we shouldn't be doing that. I fully get where that comes from. They're wanting to, for example, like with Rand Paul, he's saying he wouldn't support that with a Democratic president, and he wouldn't support that with a Republican president. However, Obama got away with it. Obama had 13 emergency orders, 12 of which are still in effect today. Obama also passed laws, Obamacare, for example. He would get out there and say, well, we're not going to let this part of it actually go into effect. That's not part of what he's able to do. You can't pass a law and then say, but it's not going to take effect. And let me put this in a phrase you can understand. Now, we're talking politics here, which is supposed to be a gentleman's game, if you were a ladies' game. However you want to put it, I don't care. We've got to stop looking at this as some exercise in discussion and look at it for what it is. This is ideological combat. Now, if you are in an MMA match or a boxing match and you don't want to do what the other guy's doing, that means you're going to get punched a lot and kicked a lot until you lose consciousness and you will lose the fight. And at some point, folks, whether we do it this way or we do it another way, which would be a far more violent way, we're going to have to meet them on their field as they draw the line and simply say, no, we're not going to do that, which is what these sheriffs are doing. Now, in New Mexico, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, a Democrat, slapped back at what she called rogue sheriffs throwing a childish pity party. Not exactly what I would, you know, not the sort of language that, you know, if you're trying to be diplomatic, you're not going to win over the rebellious, largely rural residents to whom the county officials are catering. Confrontations of this sort in other states, including Colorado, Washington, and even New York, resulted in the kneecapping of intrusive firearms restrictions. And the comprehensive background check laws in Colorado, Delaware, and Washington produced an increase in such checks only in Delaware. So, laws only work if they're enforced. And some people will follow the law simply because it's the law. But the truth is that all laws come with the threat of force being used. There's going to be an equal but opposite reaction to you breaking the law. Someone has to enforce those laws for that equal but opposite reaction to actually come to fruition. Otherwise, these are just stern suggestions. If law enforcement refuses to enforce those laws, people are free to ignore these laws until the cows come home. How many times have you been at a stoplight? And this is minor. I know it's minor. How many times have you been at a stoplight or something? You see somebody run the stoplight. You see somebody going too fast. You see something like that, and you're like, what if there was a cop here? What if there was? Because police officers, if you see a police officer, he may be actually going somewhere to do something. He may be on a call of some sort or something. So sometimes you actually, you know, you see him and then you're like, why isn't he doing something? Why isn't he pulling him over? Why isn't he doing this? Why isn't he doing that? Well, because we don't know what's going on inside that car. Also, these laws are in place for violations. So they have to actually be observed violating something. They can't go by what I say about it. So, and this is no different when some inner city communities will get, if they ever get their dream of disbanding the police. That's the other fine thing that they keep calling for, some of these people. They'll think it's great, but when there's no one to enforce the law, they will effectively, there will be no law, and criminals will run the streets. Now, this is where we get into the part where the conservatives would say, well, in this case, laws being ignored are selective, and we can't have that. In all honesty, no, we cannot. But these laws are being undermined by people who have sworn to support and defend the Constitution and take the oath seriously. And they're looking at this and they're saying this is unconstitutional. So for them to go and enforce that becomes unconscionable to do it. And when you have a governor like Michelle Lujan Grisham, who seems to think her oath means she can do what she wants, well, okay. Okay. So right now, these sheriffs are acting as they should, heroically, and they're likely to spark some kind of backlash at the state level. At least it will be if someone figures out just how to lash back. Because they're going to make their stand regardless, and that's important. It won't change the law, but it will change how people live with it. And that ain't nothing. That is significant. So, keep an eye out on New Mexico. Keep an eye out on New Mexico, and start looking at all these Second Amendment sanctuary cities, too. We learn from the best at this kind of thing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is a Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. All right. Let me put on my women's lib hat. Because I believe in the liberation of women. Unfortunately, when it comes to violent encounters, women get the short end of that stick. And there are exceptions, to be sure, but women are usually smaller and weaker than men, making them particularly vulnerable to physical violence by men. And, like I said, there's exceptions, but most women aren't strong man competitors. They don't have black belts and Brazilian jiu-jitsu or anything of that sort. Some of them don't even want to be that way. So none of that helps them if the man is armed. As the old saying goes, God created all men, but Sam Colt made them equal. And the same goes for women, too. Now, over at The Trace, which is the Bloomberg News organization, or as I call it, anti-gun AP, they're bothered by the fact that Trump has picked to head the Office of Violence Against Women. That pick thinks it's a good idea for women to be armed. His nominee to lead the Office of Violence Against Women believes that arming women in domestic violence situations is key to their safety, despite experts' warnings that the introduction of guns into abusive relationships can imperil victims. Now, remember, this is The Trace saying that, so also remember that the experts that they're talking about are anti-gun experts, and they're not actually experts, they're actually political hacks. So, this person's name is Shannon Lee Gosling, a former Florida prosecutor, has argued that women in domestic violence situations should take up arms against their abusers. In her role as chief legal counsel for the Southeastern Legal Foundation, a conservative attorneys group, she wrote an amicus brief for the 2008 Supreme Court case District of Columbia versus Heller, which established the individual. Well, it didn't establish it. It confirmed it. Let's use that verbiage. So, in brief, she cited several instances of women shooting romantic partners in self-defense and wrote that women who are confronted with a sexual assault are significantly less likely to experience a completed rape if they resist with a weapon. And here we go, and since this is this part's going to be verbatim from The Trace. They say, but the consensus among researchers is that encouraging domestic violence survivors to use guns to defend themselves is a bad idea. April Zioli, an associate professor at the School of Criminal Justice at Michigan State University and an expert on the intersection of domestic violence and guns, concluded in 2015 that there is no clear evidence that in the hands of victims, firearms are protective. A far more effective policy, she said, is prohibiting abusers from accessing guns. I'm almost certain that is the case anyway. Is there anywhere in the United States today, I don't know all the laws, is there anywhere in the United States today where it is perfectly okay for an abuser to have a gun? For somebody under a protective order to have a gun? A domestic abuser to have a gun? Is there anything like that out there that I don't know about? Somebody let me know. Now, Zioli can claim there's no evidence, but here's a number from the Centers for Disease Control. And that number is 2.5 to 3 million. And that's the number of people who use a firearm for self-defense each year. Zioli and her colleagues would have you believe that none of these defensive gun uses are women using them against domestic abusers. The truth is that most of the time, a domestic violence victim who uses a gun doesn't have to pull the trigger. And that's where the line of demarcation is for some of these guys when they claim there's no actual use. If you point a gun at somebody, if that person has any rationality left about them, they're going to stop whatever it is they're doing that caused you to count, point that gun at them. That's a fact. Now, if they're completely irrational and they're going to attack you no matter what you do, well, okay. But they say, well, nobody got shot, so it must not have happened. It's like Rick Ector tells me, if it's not on video, it didn't happen. While domestic abusers are usually filled with rage, they're also not likely to try and test their victims with a gun barrel in their face. And after the attacker leaves, many women don't report the incident. They're just happy it didn't go where it was going, and they're happy it's over. And as such, statistics are often misleading because there's no data to draw from. The truth is that Gosling is right. The women who are dealing with domestic violence would do well to be armed. And I don't think that's the whole solution to domestic violence. I'd rather there wasn't any violence in the first place, but it should be part of the discussion. The fact that it isn't a part of the conversation shows how little people like the Trace and Zeoli actually care about women. This is why I have the weaponized woman on the show. I believe that the Second Amendment's salvation lies with the ladies. What is the argument for not letting a woman defend herself if she so wants to? What's the argument for that? You can get out there. I've read all about the boxer who got out there and she had the gun and her husband took it away. If you draw a gun on somebody, Black Rain with Michael Douglas and Andy Garcia. The Japanese cop there pulls a kendo sword at him, which is not really a sword. It's a bamboo striking thing that's shaped like a sword. And he puts it to his neck, and Michael Douglas takes him and throws him to the ground and looks over him and says, if you're going to pull it, you better use it. If you pull a gun on somebody and you're in a life and death situation and you're not going to shoot them with it and they take it from you, is that because you had the gun that happened, or is it because you didn't have the resolve to save your own life? I'm sitting here and I'm telling you, I don't want to shoot anybody. But I'm going to be sitting here tomorrow and the day after and the day after that. So if somebody tries to interrupt my plans, I will bend my rules as any of you should. So, ladies, go carry a weapon. Please do. And become a weaponized woman. You owe it to your family. You owe it to yourselves. You just owe it. Go do it. And don't worry about what the Trace says. They're not very much of an expert on anything. And when they keep going to all these dimwits to get their expert stuff, well, that just tells you how smart they are. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and small encoding to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen finishing up another day of testimony on Capitol Hill, this time a follow-up appearance before the House Intelligence Committee behind closed doors. He reportedly gave lawmakers a document showing edits by White House lawyers to his prepared testimony back when he lied to Congress. It was that lie that Cohen pled guilty to last year.
This week, I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Longtime beloved host of TV's game show Jeopardy, 78-year-old Alex Trebek making that announcement today in a YouTube video.
I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease. Truth told, I have to, because under the terms of my contract, I have to host Jeopardy for 3 more years.
USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
The home of the new At One Thumb Hole Gun Stock. The answer to, I was getting emails saying, Bill, do they make one with a pistol grip? Bill, do they do this? Man, this solves it all. You've got all the adjustments. You've got all of the capability of dialing that stock in. And that's at BoydsGunStocks.com. Now, this is really weird, and this is why I'm sharing it with you. This is the delusion. This is the delusion we're facing today. In Brooklyn, socialism has become a new way to date. According to New York Magazine, there's even an app for this. Coming from the Washington Times, things have gotten so social with socialism that the young and restless can now consult a dating app called Red Yenta to find the fellow socialists of their dreams. Creators Marissa Brostoff, 33, and Mindy Iser, 28, were concerned that socialist men were not dating socialist women and described their new dating platform as a communal service to help filter through a potential date's political leanings. Things have picked up considerably. So it has become hip to dig on socialism. That tells you the times they are changing. Until recently, it wasn't that socialism was toxic in the Red Scare way. It was irrelevant. Right? This coming, once again, from Washington. The Washington Times. In the dustbin of history. But then came Bernie Sanders' 2016 candidacy, writes Mr. Van Zylen Wood, citing the new popularity of the Democratic Socialist of America, which has 55,000 members in 25 local groups nationwide, and the spectacular rise of Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, New York Democrat. Cool-headed Obaman technocracy is out. Strident left-wing moral clarity is in. And while this atmospheric shift is felt more acutely among the left literary crowd, it's also bled into the general discourse, such that Teen Vogue is constantly flacking against capitalism, and one of the most devastating insults in certain corners of the Internet is to call someone a neoliberal, Mr. Van Zylen Wood said. So we have teenage girls hating capitalism? Where do you let young ladies think the smartphones come from? Have you tried the shopping malls in Cuba? Have you checked out what kind of shopping mall is available in North Korea? This is the problem in a nutshell. The millennials may think socialism is sexy, but they haven't got a clue what it is or the brutal oppressive history behind it. Once again from the Washington Times, the word socialism has become a kind of blank canvas on which young leftists project their political desires. The reason to call it socialism, the lefty journalist Kate Aronoff has said, is because people are calling it socialism, at least in Brooklyn. And the spiritual Brooklyns of America calling yourself a socialist sounds sexier than anything else out there without necessarily advocating anything too risky, according to Mr. Van Zylen Wood. Anything risky. Just a little socialism, right? Or socialism warmed over. Now, this is the thing about socialism and these young socialists. They still want their cars. They still want their phones and endless varieties of food and clothing and drugs. They want to have homes. But let's just lose a little bit of freedom. For them, in this particular topic, this is where ignorance becomes bliss. You don't have to worry about the world's problems if you don't have a clue what they are. But is that dangerous? Back to the Washington Times. Socialism's millennial fans don't even know what it is. Millennials, ignorant of socialism's appalling economic and human rights history, increasingly embrace socialism and its naively unrealistic prescription for ending all human want, says a New York Post editorial, noting that a recent Gallup poll found that 57% of Democrats have a positive view of socialism. These socialists insist they don't support repressive states like the Soviet Union or North Korea, the Post said, and instead point to Scandinavian-style socialism in nations like Denmark, Finland, Norway, and Sweden as true socialism. The only problem with this is these countries aren't socialists. Just ask the Danes about that one. The biggest problem is that there are socialists out there who don't think socialism is sexy, and they know exactly what it is and what it means to adopt it. And they, like their predecessors for the last 100 years, will promise utopia and deliver the gulag. And the oblivious millennials will cheer them on until the knock on the door in the middle of the night to be hauled away forces them to wake up. And at that point, it is too late. As the well-meaning Russians and Poles and Czechs and Hungarians and countless others discovered, it is the nature of socialism to oppress. Only by forcing people to act against human nature can socialism be achieved. And democratic or not, adopting socialism means the end of prosperity and the beginning of hardship and misery. You want to walk up to some of these adults and knock some sense into them, but it's not going to do any good. They have been carefully conditioned since childhood to believe capitalism is evil and socialism is good. And it's now sexy. There's an app for this. So why should it surprise us that generations who have been raised this way would believe that socialism wasn't the answer? You know, I love the 40s, and I love the time of the 40s and the 50s. I love the old movies from that time because these were done, you know, a lot of the actors that were in the movies of the late 40s and the 50s served in World War II. Jimmy Stewart, who is my favorite actor, was a brigadier general in the Army Air Corps, flew many combat missions, never ever allowed them to put him in a military movie. These guys unlike the stars of today and, you know, these kids today and everything, they were part of something the likes of which we may never see again. They were of such a, you know, a mindset that we probably won't ever see that either. You know, this modern age, while it is, you know, I walk into Best Buy and I'm looking at a 21-foot wide flat screen TV. I remember when a TV was a piece of furniture, a console, and it was big enough to be a 21-foot wide flat screen, but the screen itself was actually 19 inches, and all the rest of it was support. I remember that. And you know what? We had more respect for each other than we do now. More respect for the sanctity of life. More respect for people who make our lives better. And, yeah. So if you are a socialist out there, well, you need to go get Red Yenta, and then you can date somebody who thinks the way you do. And that should be just an absolute blast. No diversity. You know, aren't you guys the ones that wanted diversity? But now you don't want diversity no more. I am confused. But do not worry. I have medicine if you get way out of hand. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own,
but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You know, anyway. I'll get to that in just a minute. Check them out at voidsgunstocks.com. I was asked a question today. I was asked if I am political. and I think there was actually some question as to whether I am or not. Here's the problem with being political or not being political if you're in the gun world in any degree, whatever it is, the gun industry, the manufacturer, whatever it is. If you're out there and you're trying to be apolitical, then you are trying to ignore something that's paying a lot of attention to you right now today. Because while you are out there not wanting to be political, rest assured that politicians are interested in you. Take, for example, New York. Now, New York, they just passed something, and we're not going to talk about this. They've taken and expanded the red flag order to where now teachers can refer you for a red flag order. Now, remember, teachers are not nearly good enough to, you know, be armed, but they can... they can certainly take your guns from you. And we'll cover that later on. Right now, the latest thing is they're wanting to require gun owners in New York State to have to lock their guns up whenever someone younger than 16 is home. So if you are a gun owner in New York State, if this passes, which I would expect it will, if it passes and you decide to have a family, well, until that child is 16, that means you have to basically make your guns unaccessible. You can only have them out when they're at school. A bill passed the New York legislature on March the 4th. It makes it a misdemeanor to not put your firearms in a gun safe or put a physical lock on it. Gun control advocates believe this will curb serious at-home accidents involving children. Paul McQuillan, the upstate coordinator of New Yorkers Against Gun Violence, said, "Why would you leave a gun accessible to a child under a mattress or under your pillow or in a drawer when you're not home?" Let me ask you a question, though. If we're going to look at these parents and say to them these things, and we believe that they are doing these things, why are we letting them keep their kids if they're endangering their kids? J. truth about accidental shootings with children, real children, not gangbangers, is going down. And Associated Press, now this coming from, the quoting people. An Associated Press USA Today analysis found gun accidents kill at least one child in the U.S. every other day. Now, let's not talk, of course, about medical misadventure. We can't talk about that. Let's go back to Mr. McQuillan. He said, there's a child in your home. Keep your guns locked up. Keep them stored away. Steve Filano, a gun rights advocate, said this is a feel-good piece of legislation with no real mechanism of enforcement. Enforcing this bill means that police would have to have reasonable cause to believe gun owners aren't properly securing their weapons when children are home. And then there's the whole part about, well, if you're locking it up. Now, for some people, you know, every gun comes with a gun lock now. You get this long padlock that snakes through the action of the gun. It goes through the barrel and it pops out at the semi-automatic. Or, you know, with a revolver, you would run it through the cylinder or something, or through the barrel, to where it just, you could not get things in place to make the gun operable. And that in and of itself is a very intrusive position to put the gun into, because to get it into action, you're going to have to do a whole lot of work to get it into action. Now, gun safes that are truly gun safes, and if you are a gun safe manufacturer out there and you want to prove me wrong, please feel free. Gun safes that are truly gun safes, there's two kinds out there. There's the kind that's easy to break into if somebody knows how to do it, and there's the kind that would take a blowtorch, a nuclear weapon, and a couple of hammers. Now, if you're going to get the first kind that's easy to break into, there's a couple of things you want to do with that, because they will still be a deterrent. But the things you want to do is you want to get one that is so heavy and so big that if somebody does decide that they're going to steal your guns and they can pick this safe up and run away, well, you probably ought to not bother them, because they're going to probably kill you and tear you in half if they're that strong. Experts believe that Cuomo will sign this bill into law soon, because he hasn't met a gun control law that he doesn't like. Back to Second Amendment sanctuaries. Coming from Reuters, organizers of the pro-gun sanctuaries admit they took the idea from the left, who have created immigration sanctuaries across the United States, where local officials defy the Trump administration's efforts to enforce tougher immigration law. Now local conservatives are rebelling against majority Democratic rule in the states. Elective sheriffs and county commissioners say they might allow some people deemed to be threats under red flag laws to keep their firearms. In states where the legal age for gun ownership is raised to 21, authorities in some jurisdictions could refuse to confiscate guns from 18 to 20-year-olds. Democrats took control of state governments or widened leads in legislative chambers last November, then followed through on promises to enact gun control in response to an epidemic of mass shootings in public places. That's the Reuters take on it anyway. Religious sites and schools. Resistance to those laws is complicating Democratic efforts to enact gun control in Washington, Oregon, New Mexico, and Illinois, even though the party holds the governorship in both chambers of the state legislatures in all four states. Sanctuary movement is exposing the rift between rural and urban America as much as one between the Republican and Democratic parties, as small conservative counties push back against statewide edicts passed by big city politicians. Now, the question becomes, can counties pick and choose which gun control laws to enforce? I don't know how this is going to play. In the military, if I was a private and a general gave me an unlawful order, and if I had the gumption to stand up against the general, I could take his rank if he gave me an unlawful order. Here, the courts are going to have to decide this, but I think we're talking about apples and oranges. When you're looking at lack of enforcement of federal immigration law and ignoring state gun control statutes. Because the courts have already ruled on sanctuary cities in some ways. This is not me saying they shouldn't be doing it. But the fact that I'm telling you the courts have ruled against this, this just tells you how bad the judiciary has become. And this just tells you the power that Trump is wielding in there, because he's changing the judiciary. Courts up to this point have ruled that requiring cities and states comply with a federal hold on an illegal alien is an intrusion by the federal government into local law enforcement. Well, you know what? The Heller decision should already be being held up. And yet it isn't. It's ignored completely. Second Amendment is ignored completely. There is no Bill of Rights item that says people can come into the country illegally. There is none. And there is one saying stuff about the right to keep and bear arms. Now, state legislatures, you know, we saw this with Governor DeSantis in Florida, who suspended Sheriff Scott Israel. Well, you know, Sheriff Scott Israel got some people killed, or his people did. I'm not worried about if this holds up in court. It will hold up in some courts. That's just the law of averages. If we're looking for them to be an agreement on this throughout the country, that's not going to happen. But a law, they're kneecapping the law. This is an important object lesson for them and for me and you. We must observe this and sit back and say, I get it. And then you understand the power of the populace. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.